Hello, my name is Olusheye Igbafe. I am a leadership trainer, coach, and the host of the Zero Limit Life podcast. To listen to my podcast, simply Google the Zero Limit Life and you'll get access to it. It's also available wherever you listen to your podcast. This is a bonus episode, and I just want to quickly share with you two mindsets that you must be very careful about. Two Nigerian mindsets that can simply sabotage your life. Now, why are we talking about mindsets? Mindsets control our behaviors, and of course, our behaviors control our outcomes. Our mindset is developed from the things that we're exposed to, the conversations we're exposed to, and this over time form our mindset. Now, there are two mindsets that I think is becoming very prevalent or being rampant in Nigeria. And I just want to quickly talk about them. The first one is I better pass my neighbor mindset. Let me start with a story. Several years ago, I went with my mom to visit my mom's aunt. And my mom's aunt started praying for us at the end of the visit, which is typical of the Yoruba culture. She was praying. And initially, I was saying, Amen, Amen. But after a while, I just kind of zoned out. When we got to the car, my mom was surprised because, I like prayer, I'm a Christian. So she asked me, how come you were not saying amen to her prayers? And I said, look, she was just praying for me. You will not die. You will not marry my bad husband. You will not suffer. You will not this. You will not that. My mom asked me that, okay, what's bad about that? I said, but she didn't say the things that I would do. She didn't say you will prosper. She didn't say you would, do well. She didn't say you will succeed. She was just saying I wouldn't be a failure. Why am I telling you this story? Because that prayer, and a lot of people pray like that, some even praise God like that, is a benchmark for just above the worst. And that is what the I better pass my neighbor mindset does for people. They live their life whereby they compare themselves to other people and it gives them a sense of, oh, at least I'm better than this person. At least I'm better than that person. What that does for you is that it makes you live at that level, just barely better than the next person. So your standard becomes another person. And a lot of people are developing this mindset. Once they can look around and they're like, okay, I'm better than X, I'm better than Y, they are good. But that is not supposed to be who you are. Your competitor, your competition should be your highest self. Who are you made to be? What skills do you have? How far can you go? I better pass my neighbor came from a concept about generators, very small generators, 2 kVA generators or less, whereby people in low-income houses, when they have that generator, and they're able to power their house, at least power the lights, have a sense of feeling that they are better than their neighbors who are in darkness. So even the base of the comparison is for people who are, comparing yourself to people, comparing yourself to people who are not doing as well as you are, so you can feel good about yourself. What this does for you that you always look for the worst people to compare yourself. So you're not really doing well because there are people in that neighborhood who may have 10 kVA generators, 20 kVA generators, but the people who think they are better than their neighbors don't compare themselves with those people. So let me round up this particular mindset by saying that having the I better pass my neighbor mindset will cheat you out of a great destiny. You will end up being satisfied and being content because at least you're better than somebody else. And there are different variations of this mindset. No be me bad pass, no be me carry last, no be my own worst pass at all now which all of them. All of them are members of the same mindset. You have to be very careful about them. And you have to make sure that you don't have that mindset. So, what mindset should you have instead? To become the best that you can be. Stop comparing yourself with other people who are not doing well. Don't even compare yourself with anybody. Set your goal in life to be the best that you can be and go for it. The second mindset I want to talk about is I cannot come and kill myself mindset. You see, this mindset is very related to the first mindset. And basically, we always land you at the first mindset. I cannot come and kill myself. And I do appreciate the concept behind that, saying, look, I've done my best. I can't kill myself. But the point is that, or the problem is that a lot of people who say, I cannot come and kill myself, don't even do anything. They start off with the, I cannot come and kill myself. And what that does for them, it creates a mindset of mediocrity, of doing the least possible. And it's just laughable when I see people trying to do the least possible and get the highest level of reward. Like, how does that even work? You can tell it doesn't work, okay? Because Bible says that the hand of the diligent shall make rich. You have to be diligent. You have to be excellent. The I cannot come and kill myself mindset is a mindset that doesn't go the extra mile. is a mindset that doesn't pursue excellence. It's a mindset that does the barest minimum and hopes, in inverted commas, for the best. But gets what? What does it get? The result is, you know, just being better than your neighbors. I better pass my neighbor. That would be the result that you get. So be very careful. A lot of people are very quick. You know, some people wake up in the morning and are like, I cannot come and kill myself. You have to put in effort to get quality life. Don't be telling yourself you cannot come and kill when you have not done anything. You have to put in quality effort to get quality life. A lot of people are sabotaging their lives with these two mindsets. They are not putting in quality effort where they have the skill, they have the ability, they have everything that they need to survive. But because they are laid back, they're like, I cannot come and kill myself. They are putting in the barest minimum. And what are they getting? They are getting the barest minimum because what you put in is what you get out of life. So these two mindsets, I see a lot of people running with it. And I can tell you it's very, very dangerous because it will sabotage your life and sabotage your future if you don't stop it. Stop comparing yourself with anyone at all. Work, act, do things at your highest level of potential. Stop patting yourself on the back because nobody you come last, nobody you carry last. Why should even that be in the consideration? Why even compare yourself with those who came last? Are you meant to be last? So do things because, you know, of the skills and the ability that you have. And aim to be the best. Don't aim to be passably better than the next person. And number two, as a roundup, the second one, I cannot come and kill myself. Don't start your life with that mindset. Don't start your business. Don't start your career. Don't run your life with that mindset. Put in the best that you possibly can. I'm not saying you should kill yourself, but put in a lot of effort. Don't always have the mindset, I cannot come and kill myself. I'm putting the barest minimum. Because as you put in that barest minimum, you will get the barest minimum output. Hope this has made sense to you. Like I said, I have a podcast called the Zero Limit Life Podcast. Please check it out. I have about 50 episodes up and you will definitely enjoy them. If you have enjoyed this particular bonus episode, please share with your family and friends on your groups everywhere that you can. Once again, my name is Oluseye Igbafe. Thank you for listening and make sure that you get a healthy mindset. God bless you. Bye.